Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 26th, 2009. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States of America. For our American listeners, you realize this is a special holiday, and for all of our listeners, it's a day that we encourage you to be especially thankful. Today's message is titled, Giving Thanks to the God of Heaven, and it's based upon Psalm 136, verse 26, which states,
Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever.
Well, today's message will be a bit different than usual. As mentioned, it's Thanksgiving Day here in the USA, a national holiday, and a great day to especially give thanks to the Lord and together with family and friends. Today we'll be spending the day here in Mountjoy and enjoying a bountiful meal with friends.
Astaire's boyfriend, Brian, will be joining us with our friends Ken and Nyla Pierce and their two young sons, David and Seth. And later this afternoon, actually I think we're going to time this after we eat the big meal and before the dessert, we're going to go over to Longwood Manor, an assisted living center, to provide a Thanksgiving hymn service for the residents as they gather for dinner. A number of their families will be there as well. And we know the young children will be of special blessing.
Well, Brooksie and I today want to bless all of our readers and podcast listeners all over the world and hope our American readers will have a blessed Thanksgiving Day, especially focusing on thanks to God, which, by the way, was the original intent for the day when it was a solemn day for the pilgrims, along with the invited Indians in 1621. Today we want to share a scripture reading from Psalm 136 that is very suitable for responsive reading. In fact, it would be a good reading around tables today, even for those with very young children who can simply respond with the response, His love endures forever. And we're going to read this responsibly. Responsively, that's right, hopefully responsibly as well. This is actually a selection from that Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To Him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by His understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and the stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To the one who remembered us in our lowest state.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
And who gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
We both express that you will be encouraged today and be overflowing with thanksgiving to God.
Let's pray. In thanksgiving, we lift our voices of praise from grateful hearts, Father, as we sing songs of praise and adoration to You, our blessed King. Whether in seasons of prosperity or in seasons of want, we find Your grace sufficient to meet each one of our needs. You guide us, protect us, and You provide for us as we journey here below. Every good and perfect gift comes from Your hand. Thank You, faithful Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, we indeed once again bless our readers with this Thanksgiving message. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 26th, 2009. We do have a number of supplemental resources on the site today, some that we've been running for a couple weeks that we'll be taking off after today's message that we hope will help it make it a very spiritually enriching time in your personal and family Thanksgiving times. But I have additional resources up today, just a number of songs that I found that relate to being thankful. We know some of you enjoy our audio our musical resources, and these are, today they're all YouTube videos. They're merely a link to a YouTube video. I've done the searching for you, and we have a beautiful Thanksgiving medley. We have the song Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart by Don Moen, and it's kind of interesting in this selection. There are old classic hymns, and there's newer contemporary type music, and there's even one that we enjoy, by the way, called Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. It's from the Gaither Homecoming series, and it's kind of a Southern gospel type of sound. But there is one I found, and I don't think I told Brooksine yet, that I've never been able to find yet up to this morning on YouTube, and that is a song I know she enjoys so much. It's titled He's Been Faithful by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and I'm going to play that for her in a few minutes. Well, there's some other kind of background on Thanksgiving, because I did some of that research for the study today, and I share a little bit, as well as an article by historian David Barton. One thing that is so important to dispel is this is a spiritual holiday. It was set up that way all through history. It's amazing, with the political correctness and revisionists going on, that there are those that we are not a Christian nation, and we have not had Christian foundations. What a blatant lie if you study the history itself. Thank you for listening to us today. May God bless this day. And I know for all of you, it may not be a special day of Thanksgiving, but wherever you live around the world, it can be indeed, like every day, a day of Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to all who listen today.